the weather condition, sub-zero.
As a youngster, Carl Lottie toured the decommissioned ships now resting in the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park. He was back in Buffalo on Wednesday. Now a rear admiral and commandant of the Naval District in Washington, D.C., Lottie noted the many changes at the Buffalo facility. There have also been many changes to the Navy since he graduated from Annapolis 30 years ago.
I would say our biggest changes are the advances in the technology and the weapon systems and the advances in our sailors and their capabilities and their ability to operate those systems.
Rear Admiral Lottie was in Buffalo 2 years ago when the new USS Little Rock was commissioned just yards away from her decommissioned counterpart. While Buffalo's maritime heritage is better known for its role as a key Great Lakes shipping port, Lottie notes that important naval history happened not too far from here in 1813.
Absolutely. The Battle of Lake Erie clearly is probably the most famous battle that I can think of. You know, the Don't Give Up the Ship flag from that battle hangs in Memorial Hall at the Naval Academy, and every time you visit, you'll see that flag. So there's quite a bit of Navy history, but not really current Navy history that goes on.
The highlight of Rear Admiral Lottie's visit was leading the swearing-in ceremony for 20 Navy recruits aboard the Little Rock. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.